listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We welcome you to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. This podcast is set to celebrate and lift up those in the business who are making a difference in site selection. Amanda, you had such a conversation. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Tim. My conversation this week was with Timo Rayback. He is a partner in the Chicago office of Barnes & Thornburg and a member of the firm's corporate department. What's amazing about this guy is he's fluent in four languages, and so he advises clients on acquisitions for cross-border transactions and investments between the United States, Europe, Latin America, and Asia. He's got both buy-side and sell-side experience on these transactions. He, in the past, has represented an international media agency. He has established multi-million dollar production facilities in the agriculture and railroad industry for foreign investors. So he's got amazing experience in this industry of site selection, but he also gives back. He's on the board of trustees for the Union League of the Chicago Boys and Girls Clubs, and he's just all around really involved in his community. So take a listen to what Timo, one of North America's top 50 site consultants, has to say. Hi, Timo. Thanks so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, we are excited to speak with you. So let's get started. What are three things that everyone should know about you?
Well, I am a corporate lawyer with an international background, and most of the time I'm wearing a business hat.
Off to a good start. How did you get involved in site selection originally?
The vast majority of my clients are foreign investors who regularly look to expand, and this automatically leads me towards site selection.
Excellent. And what do you like about the field of site selection? What's kind of kept you into it?
It's an opportunity for an attorney to create, along with a client, to touch various disciplines. And it's just a very rewarding activity.
Excellent. And looking at your bio, as you mentioned, you've got great international experience. Can you tell us a little bit about your international background?
Sure. I was born and raised in Europe, trained as a lawyer in Germany, France, and then in the U.S. And that kind of is the basis for what I do every day. Plus, I'm married to a woman from Latin America, so that covers that basis as well.
Yeah, and how has that international experience maybe given you an advantage in this field? Obviously, you were named one of the top 50 site consultants in North America, but even beyond North America, how has your international experience given you a leg up on the competition?
It's understanding where the questions raised by clients come from. Why are they asking the questions they're asking? What are they looking for? Understanding their business culture, the legal regimen that they are used to, and being able to deliver a U.S. solution that is acceptable to them or meets their expectations.
Well, you certainly have an impressive resume and impressive bio. So from your experience in this field, can you tell us maybe one inside secret that you lean on when you are assessing communities or states or countries for a project for one of your clients?
First of all, understanding the client's needs and not focus necessarily on the financial incentives that come along in the site selection project, but really making sure that the business needs are satisfied in the first place. I think that is key.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. We often hear people focus a lot on the financial side, like you mentioned, but it's also really important to have that business component too. So I'm glad you said that. When you're working with clients, are you hearing certain issues, kind of key things that keep coming up over and over again? Are there certain business issues that a lot of your clients across the board are concerned about or focused on?
The focus always is on, of course, finding the right location in terms of logistics, customer base. But then beyond that, the primary concern is where and how to find qualified staff and personnel labor is a foremost concern for all clients.
So from your experience, what are the clients looking for in terms of getting the information they need to make a good decision, perhaps about labor, for example? Are there certain things that you could recommend to economic developers to improve their game on, or to make sure that they're always including certain information?
I think the ability to demonstrate that the region you're trying to market has skilled labor or has at least schools that facilitate training, that'll be key. The investors can't expect to find labor skilled in their particular industry area. You know, they don't fall from the sky, but you've got to be able to demonstrate that there will be schools or training programs or training dollars that will help the business develop a staff or a pool of workers that satisfies their needs.
And then what about in terms of marketing? Have you seen specific strategies for marketing a community that you are finding really effective?
I think a lot of the developers go about the same way. At the end of the day, marketing is best done by doing a good job on individual jobs, which then leads to promotion by a satisfied investor. That's really the best way to do this. But marketing materials generally are generic, or it's hard from the foreigner to distinguish between them all. But what really works best is having a responsive team of business developers that help the investor understand what a region has to offer and that listens. I think listening and understanding the business needs, that's the key marketing strategy they should pursue.
Excellent. That's great advice. It's so nice to hear very specific, practical advice in terms of what we can all do to be better marketers in this field. So I'm really glad that you were able to tell us that and lead us down that path. In terms of you as a leader, Timo, how do you define success for yourself?
Success at the end of the day is having been able to craft a solution for the clients that work for the client. And that might not be the solution you had in mind initially, but it's working closely with the client and tailoring the overall package to their needs. So that solution will vary from client to client. So success comes in different shapes and forms.
And in terms of your leadership in this industry and just what you've achieved in your career over time, do you have any lessons that you've learned when it comes to leadership that you carry with you and that you would hope to pass on to others?
Absolutely. I think listening to what others have to say, being respectful of people with different opinions, is instrumental to one continuing to learn. Continuing the learning curve is important. You never stop sharpening your skills or adding new skills. And I think you can only give yourself a chance of doing that if you're open to other people's points of views or learning from their traits.
Yeah, that continued learning piece is huge, especially in an industry that's always changing and always evolving. I want to know from you, you've obviously had a very cool career in terms of the projects you've worked on, and you've kind of done it all over the world. So is there a best case example that you can think of, like one project you worked on where everything just sort of fell into place perfectly? And what about that project made it so great? Was it the economic developers? Was it just the pieces aligned perfectly? Can you tell us about kind of an awesome project you've experienced in your career?
Absolutely. There's one project in Michigan where simply there was a great chemistry between the client, being the investor here, and the development team and the advisors all around, the financial advisors, the legal and strategy people. So I think what made that a great project was that the entire team worked together in a very professional and a very collegial way.
Yeah, that collaboration piece is huge in this industry. It's definitely a culmination of a lot of partners coming together more than it is just one or two things, I guess, falling into place. So this is going to be the last question that we ask you today. Can you tell us, if you were able to speak to a room full of economic developers and just tell them one thing, what would that be?
Listen and know that there are other properties that are competing with the ones that you are trying to present. And the only way to distinguish yourself is if you read in between the lines and listen carefully to what the requirements are, and say no if you don't have the right property.
Great. Well, Timo, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you finding some time for us and to share your insights and your experience in this industry. And again, we just want to congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.